Go on a date with that hot plant guy, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Well, they were categorically wrong. And even worse, they are not responding whatsoever to my glaringly obvious, previously agreed upon signal to get me the fudge out of here. Once again, I scratch the tip of my nose. I must surely look like Rudolph by now. The fact that Oliver, he introduced himself as Ollie, but I've started to mentally refer to him by what I assume to be his full name, hasn't noticed, should be a sign that this date is not going well. He hasn't moved his gaze from the screen above my head in the past 10 minutes, which would have given me ample time to escape had any of my so-called protective detail, also known as my community volleyball team, dared glance my way. I scratch my nose again, delicately this time as my skin is going raw. I can only imagine the jokes Noah would be making if he was here right now to witness this. Christmas coming in July this year, D-Bug. About time we get you tied up to the sleigh for the North Pole. Can you ask Santa if I'm on the naughty or nice list? Forget the sunscreen again? Okay, so that last one has nothing to do with the world's most famous fictional Arctic dweller, but rather refers to the one time in high school that I forgot to wear sunscreen to a springtime volleyball game, when the sun was at its highest and brightest, and I lobstered the heck out of myself. Sadly, I'm not blessed with the easily tanned complexion of my older sister Daisy, nor do I have the seemingly sunburn-proof skin that belongs to our dad. Nope. We have one distant family member from Ireland, and I managed to inherit that fair skin that immediately burns bright red in the sun. My skin was on fire for less than a week, but Noah still finds a way to slip that little memory into conversation on a bi-monthly basis. As if it wasn't bad enough that he was made to sunscreen my shoulders and upper back every single day for the rest of that season. A truly humiliating experience to have to go through in front of your brand new varsity volleyball team when you're 14 and on the brink of womanhood. But Noah's mom simply would not let me step foot into the sunlight again without proper coverage. And I simply would not let anyone else touch me. I mean, my team was made up entirely of prepubescent boys poised somewhere between the girls have cooties and oh my goodness bra straps phases. And the thought of any of them rubbing my shoulders gave me the heebie-jeebies. That left Noah, my best friend, prank buddy, and sunscreen applier forevermore. So Ollie, I correct myself, taking a chip loaded with cheese, bell peppers, meat, and sauce from the plate, and sticking a non-loaded chip on top. Noah calls this a nacho sandwich, and it's delicious. There's a light sheen on the surface of the sour cream from the amount of time we've been stuck on this date. Approximately 15 years. You moved here for a work contract? Oliver drags his light green eyes to land on me. He really does have nice eyes. They're covered by round, golden-framed glasses perched above an adorably small nose. He scratches his jawline, which is peppered with a light blonde scruff, like he's seriously considering my question. My inner pessimist says that he's trying to remember what I asked.
Yep, at the greenhouses in Summer Lakes. It's a little far, but the rental I found here in Mirror Valley was too good to pass up.
I nod. Finally, some common ground. If there's anything I can relate to, it's the importance of having a good home base. There are so many things that are impossible to control in life, but the place you choose for yourself, you can always rely on that. That's great that you found somewhere nice to stay.
Well, that, and the rent's cheap, like dirt cheap.
He chuckles, his eyes never wavering from the game on the TV screen as he bites into another chicken wing. I wonder if I was to start hopping around the bar whilst singing Cotton Eyed Joe, whether he'd acknowledge me then.
I mean, I make good money. Could probably afford to buy a place out here on my bonus alone if I wanted to.
Then he quickly adds,
Probably won't, though. Money is one of those things. You can never have too much.
He lets out a surprisingly loud honk of a laugh, and I smile thinly in return. I appreciate fiscal responsibility as much as the next person, but I can only imagine what Noah would have to say to that. Granted, the man has no need to worry about finances and is, generally speaking, the least responsible person I know, but Noah tends to have a give-what-you-have approach when it comes to his money. Speaking of Noah, he would be picking up what I'm putting down in a second. I would even forgive the Rudolph jokes. He's on our volleyball team as well, but he had to miss tonight's viewing of the game and a front row seat to my nose-scratching party because of his own date with Yannicka from Longhaven, a town a few miles from here. Noah's had to start fishing outside the pond, given that he's dated basically every eligible woman in Mirror Valley. Though he's been on a couple dates with Yannicka now. I'll have to tease him about things getting serious. Well, cheap rent is nice, I say to Oliver unenthusiastically.
I know, right? Munch, munch. I put my place in Chicago on a new house sharing platform. Munch. You would hardly believe the amount of money I'm making. I can show you my portfolio later if you want some tips on how to get into the real estate game.
Great, is all I can muster. Meanwhile, all I can think about is what Daisy always says. You've got to get out there, Dee. Date. See what you like and don't like. Make lists. I can conclusively say that Oliver is not going to be on my list. But that was her strategy when she was single. Mine has always been to just not. Not date, not be in relationships. Just a no to all of it. It's not that I don't believe in love, or think that relationships are doomed, or take the defeatist 50% of marriages end in divorce, so what's the point anyway stance. I'm not that cynical. It's more that I never felt the urge to date. I grew up with boys, and I've never seen the appeal in pairing myself up with one for the next 70 years. I like my life just as it is. Working hard as a software developer, playing hard at volleyball, and spending free evenings on my living room couch watching movies with Noah and Bruce, my cat, or at his place gorging ourselves on extra cheesy pizzas and extra stuffed California rolls. I should specify that by free evenings, I mean Noah's free evenings. The guy doesn't get a lot of them, what with all of his dating. Though he usually calls me after a date or comes over unannounced to watch the end of a movie with me. Daisy says this is weird. I've never thought anything of it. It's just what we do. At that moment, Amir, our team's libero and hopefully my saving grace, glances in my direction. It's a quick action, barely a side eye, but I jump on it like an overexcited pug jumps onto a turkey sandwich that fell on the floor. My hand whips up, fingers aloft in prime nose-scratching position. And I whack myself in the face. Oof! I exclaim, shocked at what just happened. In the corner of my eye, Amir snorts and hits Jared in the arm, pointing my way and whispering. They both burst into cackles. Yeah, laugh it up, guys. No damsel in distress over here or anything. Here I was, thinking I was being smart, inviting the team out with me tonight on this protecto date, as I'm calling it. Oliver has no idea that I'm being accompanied by four brawny men, but that would defeat the purpose, right? You just never know who you might meet online. Tinder swindlers, Craigslist cannibals, and the like. Hence why Amir, Jared, Parker, and Finn are all here to rescue me, if needed. Something they are sorely failing at, by the way. Oliver is clearly not a serial killer nor Craigslist cannibal. But it's the thought that counts, you know? And sadly, my protective detail are as invested in the game tonight as Oliver is. I am too, mind you, though I've basically given up on watching at this point.